Whether you are looking to start a new podcast or you have a podcast, but you want to take it to the next level, you want to grow your show, today I am sharing with you the things that you need to make sure that you don't sleep on, that you don't miss out on, so you actually see growth on your podcast. Because here's the thing, on a podcast, every little thing that we do counts. So we do have to make sure that we are being super ninja when it comes to the strategies that we're implementing and that we're not missing a beat. So I'm so excited to spill the beans and share all the strategies with you. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Organic Marketing Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Juliana. And around here, we replace endless hustle with smart, focused strategies for your business growth. If you're fed up with tactics that overpromise and underdeliver, leaving you exhausted instead of excited, this is the podcast for you. Get ready to dive into deep, practical podcasting tips, smart monetization, and growth tactics that bring your business visibility and profits. It's time to simplify your strategy and amplify your success. Let's go.
Like I said, when it comes to podcasting, every little thing that you do counts. So you do need to pay attention to all the things and how everything goes together. Now, if you are like starting a podcast, or maybe you're thinking about a rebrand and you're like stuck there, then I want to invite you to listen to last week's episode 371, where I talked to you about how to title your podcast correctly so that you can get the most amount of visibility from the get-go. Now, if you're past that stage where you have the name, then go ahead and stick around here. But if you have not even picked out a name yet, then make sure that you go ahead and listen to episode 271 so you know where to start. Now, after having the amazing killer name, the next thing that you do need to focus on is really good branding. And the thing about the podcast app is that literally the thumbnail is like so tiny on the screen. So you do need to make sure that it is on point. So your cover art, you do need to give time and thought to your cover art, because if your cover art's not attractive, then people are not going to want to listen, because we're making those decisions like in a split second. So if I do a search for a podcast in the podcast app and your podcast comes up, but also 3, 4, 5, 7 others, and the next thing I'm going to judge you guys on is how does the podcast look? So if your cover art looks like a 3-year-old made it on Canva and it's very busy and there's a lot going on, it does not look professional, I'm not going to listen to you. And again, I'm making these decisions in a split second. It's not like I'm literally sitting here and like necessarily judging your cover art, but as human beings, like we're just subconsciously just making those decisions very quickly. We don't even know why we do what we do, but we're doing it. So make sure that your cover art is amazing. It's beautiful. And I just want to remind you that I have a shop, and inside of that shop, we have assets that you can buy. So for example, we have our podcast pack, and it comes with different cover arts that you can buy, along with many other different things to help you organize yourself and your podcasting journey. So make sure that you check it out, and I'll make sure to link that in the show notes for you. But making sure that your podcast cover art is on point and it's beautiful and it actually attracts people to you is the way to go. Now, if you're not very savvy with creating your own graphics, then this is a time where you'd want to buy a template, like from a shop, for example, or if you want my agency to just do it for you, guess what? We do take care of that for you. So that is an option for you as well. But the point is, if you're not very savvy with the graphics and it's just maybe you have a graphic right now that could be improved upon, then go ahead and do take the time and energy in. Put a little money behind your cover art to make sure that it is attracting people, because if your cover art sucks, let's just call it for what it is, that people are just not going to take the time and listen. Because remember, we're making those decisions in a split second. And if your cover art does not look attractive, I am not going to look. It's basically like the cover of a book. And when you compare a book to a podcast, honestly, they're both assets, except if you were to go ahead and publish your book, you most likely wouldn't do it yourself unless you are very creative and like a graphic designer, right? Like you would have somebody who is a professional work on your book cover for you. So make sure that you pay the same kind of attention when it comes to your podcast cover art as well. Now, I've already mentioned this, but I'm going to say it again. The title of your podcast needs to be on point as well. So go ahead and re-listen to episode 371, where I break down what makes a good, successful title. But the title of your podcast, it should be descriptive. It should be benefit-driven. I should be able to look or the title of your podcast and know what I'm going to get out of it just by the title alone. Because remember, every little thing counts in the podcast world. It's not like, for example, YouTube, that you have the channel art and then you have different thumbnails and there are different ways to brand yourself. Like on a podcast, this is it. This is what you get. So because of that, because everything counts, you do need to make sure that every little thing that you're doing is actually helping you, not keeping you from growing. So if you have like this catchy name and it's creative, but it's not really helping you with visibility, then we need to go ahead and do something about that. So episode 371 has all the 411 for you. Now, of course, I cannot let you go without talking about SEO optimizing everything. So your episode titles, they must be SEO optimized, because that is going to help you with visibility. The podcast app is a search engine, so treat it as such. The difference between the podcast app being a search engine and like a search engine like Google, for example, is that it's much easier for you to rank inside of the podcast app. And it's easy for you to see that you are ranking and doesn't take that much time. Whereas on Google, you have to be very diligent about things and H1 tags and H2 tags and H3 tags and all of these things and blogging, blah, blah, blah. Whereas on the podcast, it's very simple, it's very straightforward. But you do need to make sure that you are SEO optimizing correctly, because a lot of people think they are SEO optimizing, but then when it comes down to it, it's not SEO optimized at all. So make sure that you go back and listen to all the podcast episodes that I have on SEO optimization. I'll make sure to link shows for you down below so you can go ahead and binge on those episodes as well. But the point is, making sure that your titles are SEO optimized is going to be key for your growth. Now, if you have a podcast right now, and you believe you're SEO optimizing and you're still not seeing the growth, then chances are you're not SEO optimizing at all. Like, you think you might be SEO optimizing, but you're actually not SEO optimizing. So in that case, stop what you're doing and go back and listen to episode 367, where I break down different keywords that you should be using and how to go about them so that you can actually understand how this world of SEO and keywords come together. So that again is episode 367, which I'll leave linked for you down in the show notes as well. The next piece of this podcast success recipe, if you will, is for you to have a catchy podcast description. Now, here's the thing. Not everybody is going to go ahead and read your podcast description, but some people do. The reason why podcast descriptions exist is for a reason, because some people do enjoy reading them and getting to know you before they commit to listening to you. So we cannot just forget about the people that do like to read the show description. So make sure that your show description, again, is descriptive, that is engaging, that it hooks your listener in, and it gives them a reason to stay. Because in a world where there's so much content being created every single minute, you need to make sure that you give people reason to stick around and make sure that, again, your show description is benefit-driven, so the person who's landing on the show, they know why they should stick around. Aside from that, here's the thing. Your show description will help you with SEO optimization, not necessarily inside of the Apple Podcasts app, but in general, every time that you put keywords anywhere in the interwebs, it's either helping you or not doing anything at all for you. So make sure that you are SEO optimizing that, because everything works together. And like I said, even though it doesn't necessarily help you in the Apple Podcast app, it is helping you in the big scheme of things, especially for the people who do enjoy reading show descriptions before they commit to you. It is important that you have your show description on there, that it has all the amazing keywords, and it hooks people in and it gives them a reason to stay and it gets them excited before they even get to listen to your voice. Now, staying this topic of SEO optimization, can you tell I love SEO? I'm an SEO geek. The next thing that you need to do is actually SEO optimize your show notes. Now, again, this is an area that it doesn't necessarily help you with the Apple Podcast app, but we still take the time to SEO optimize our show notes because it does help you in the big scheme of things. Take the time to SEO optimize it because you never know if somebody's going to go on Google and like search for something in Google, because this is what Google does. Google ranks you and Google is taking a look at your podcast and your keywords and all of those things. You don't know if Google is actually going to put your podcast episode in front of that person because of how you optimize your show notes. So make sure that you are taking the time to SEO optimize your show notes as well, because show notes tend to be second thought. People don't really pay attention to them. People don't think they're valuable, or they might put a sentence or two. Actually take time to SEO optimize your show notes and give a description. And again, there are people out there who will read the show notes. And just because you yourself don't read the show notes doesn't mean that other people don't do it. So you need to make sure that you are thinking about the different people that listen to your podcast. And there might be people who are actually taking the time to read your show notes before they decide to commit. So make sure that you give people reason to stay and listen to your podcast episode by SEO optimizing your show notes and also making it intriguing and fun and thought-provoking. And the goal is, of course, to hook them in and give them a reason to listen. Now, I'd love to help you actually get farther and farther ahead in your podcasting journey, whether you're starting or whether you already have a podcast. I would love to help you. So I have a program called the Profitable Podcast Blueprint, where I share with you step-by-step what you need to do to have a successful podcast. And this is the information that I've taken myself as a podcaster who started a podcast like to an audience of no one. And now I have a top 0.5% ranking podcast, which is bananas for me to say. But I have taken all the knowledge, and not just from my own personal journey, but also everything that we do inside of my podcast marketing production agency, because yes, I do own an agency as well. So me, by reverse engineer everything, getting understand and know about podcast marketing and all that goes into having a top ranking podcast in a profitable podcast, I have taken all of that and I've turned that into a program. And it is a hybrid program. You have self-paced portion of it, but you also have access to me. So the information is linked down below. And if you're looking for extra support and you're actually looking for somebody who's actually going to take care of everything that I just mentioned above for you, so making sure that your branding is on point and that your SEO is on point to make sure that your show notes are optimized, and then we're going to recycle your content, then you want to work with me inside of the agency. So I'll leave the information for the agency linked in the show notes as well. And again, whether you're starting a podcast or whether you already have a podcast and you want to take it to the next level, I am here to support you wherever you are on your journey, either with my self-paced hybrid program or with the agency and the done-for-you services that we offer. Now, by this point in my podcasting journey, between my podcast and my client's podcast, I have SEO optimized way over 1,000 podcast episode titles. I cannot even tell you how many episodes I have learned, how many podcast episodes I have SEO optimized for. So I have learned more than a thing or two about SEO optimization when it comes to titling your podcast episodes. So next week, I'm spilling the beans on how to SEO optimize titles, everything that I have learned from optimizing over 1,000 podcast episode titles. So if you're not subscribed yet, you're going to want to subscribe, because it's going to be a very juicy podcast episode. Until then, may you find God's love, grace, peace, and mercy, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.